is time for the Neuron Report with Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma. Before I get to Matt, I want to tell you what we just played. We had Elemental by Tears for Fears. That went to Scott Stuckey, with our musical theme of the day being the Table of Elements. There's 118 of them. A number of people have said 118. And it could be the word element or the table of elements, which include a lot of different things. And some of them were used in what we heard earlier. Before, we had Tears for Fears. We had the song Kibbles and Bits from the band Radon. That is an element in the table of elements. For Chris, our neighbor across the pond in Bristol, England, where it's poor man's afternoon rush. Then Platinum Blonde. Platinum is an element. That is the name of the artist. And the song called Not in Love. Chet Faker, F-A-K-E-R, did a song called Gold, and that went to Liz. Platinum Blonde, Not in Love. Cannot remember exactly who gave me that one, but a nice instant request. And then all the way back to Queen, Tie Your Mother Down, Freddie Mercury. Mercury is an element, as is gold. And that was a good nexus for Serious Surfer Steve. Now time for the Neuron Report. Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma. Matt, good morning to you.
Good morning. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. We got some guests from Atlanta, Georgia, from where the ex-football player I played with, Jamal Anderson, played for. The Dirty Bird, and now I'm the Damaged Bird. But we got two therapists from NeuroFit in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, there's Kylie and Hina. Are you ladies there with us?
Yes, we're here.
Okay, which Kylie, let's hear from you first.
Okay, yeah. So I'm Kylie. I'm a physical therapist. I have been for about 7.5 years. I've worked in all kinds of settings, whether it's hospital, inpatient, acute care, home health, teaching, assisted living, you name it. And then currently I am working in outpatient neuro facility here in Alpharetta, Georgia at NeuroFit 360 ATL. I am a board certified neurological physical therapist, and I also have my certificate of stroke rehab specialty.
And how about you and Hina?
Hi, my name is Hina. I am also a physical therapist and clinical director here at NeuroFit 360 ATL. I, too, have had a background working in hospital settings in inpatient rehab as well as acute care. I've done home health, and now I've wandered to the world of outpatient rehab. And I also have a certification as a neurological clinical specialist, board certified, and then also a brain injury certification through the American Association of Brain Injury.
And Matt, you brought Kylie and Hina on here for a reason.
Well, just to let everyone out there know that brain injury is for real, and there's all different types of it. And I see on their internet with all the different people they're working with, it's huge. Everything's out there, and they're in Atlanta. And that, because Jamal Anderson used to play for the Falcons, that kind of hit me on to that, you know, something in common. But that they deal with, I'm post 32 years since mine. They'll tell you how I, with the swelling of my cerebral cortex, frontal, temporal, parietal, and occipital, and then thalamus, had the hemorrhaging. And here it is. I'm talking, I'm reading, I'm driving, I'm walking, I'm riding a hydro bike, I'm golfing. It's just, it's all what you want to do, right, girls?
Yeah, I mean, I think the rehab process never stops. So your testament of having your, yeah, for 30 years, it takes a lifelong, it becomes a lifelong condition that you really have to treat. And therapy lasts forever after an injury like this. So, yeah, that's what we're hoping for all of our clients and patients.
Have you seen some pretty amazing recoveries?
Yes. I actually worked at Bellevue Hospital, which was a locked-in brain injury unit. So that one, it had a lot of very tragic situations that ended in a very positive outcome, you know, with therapy, rehab, medical care, all of it together.
It's like a team, because when you're injured, you have to use different parts of your brain to compensate for the injury parts. That's why limping ain't easy. That's why tripping ain't easy. That's why putting a billion disabilities is a major, all my trademarks. You have a coma, all these different things. And it's just, it's huge for everyone to realize that I'm still thinking, I'm still going through my learning with personality, with what I say. You know, I get all tripped out, but it's on the right track. People accuse me of being drunk. I mean, I sound drunk. I was drunk when I crashed, and here I am, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It's good. I think it's really nice that you are doing, like, a radio show as well, because you are being transparent with, like, how your injury occurred and what you've gone through since that process and how your rehab journey has changed throughout, because 30 years ago, therapy was probably slightly, if not significantly different, and then you being able to experience it throughout your life, or your lifetime as well. And then again, with that transparency, like, hopefully the more people that are listening are able to share the knowledge that they get from this discussion, and they might be more comfortable being able to, you know, be more patient or take their time listening to somebody that might have to take a little bit longer to process what you're trying to communicate. It doesn't mean that, like you said, it doesn't mean you're drunk or anything of that nature. It's just that the portion of your brain that was affected in the time makes it appear that you are. But with the more knowledge that people have, hopefully they'll be able to understand that and actually take the time to want to listen and want to learn.
Have there been any advancements in the technology and the science of brain injury treatment?
There's been a ton. There's been a ton in the walking advancements as far as robotic-assisted aids, electrical stimulation aids that have been able to advance a lot in walking. There's also been a lot of brain stimulation that has kind of come about as of recently, but you kind of have to go to very specific clinics to get that service. And a lot of them are still under tremendous research because it is rather new therapies, but there have been so many steps in forward to help with the rehab process.
And at the golf tournament, we had two of my injured friends, one who had his motorcycle crash in 1980. That was 11 years before mine. He's 44 years into it. And back in 80, it was kind of iffy, you know, about with head trauma, you know? And then we had my one boy, Alex, who was born with his seizures, and he's like overcome that, but he still has a repetitiveness. But they were golfing, they were putting, see, and all the different activities for their neurons can help anything, you know, can wake up something that hasn't been used in. Well, like with my one boy, Billy, he hadn't been golfing in 40 years, and he was, his sister took a picture of him smiling. It was like from year to year, and that hasn't happened.
Yeah, she said he hadn't smiled in decades until.
Yes, yes, yes.
It was incredible, you guys. I know nothing about brain trauma except what I've learned from Matt, and I was golfing with them, and it seemed like their communicative skills, that's a big word for me, it seemed like they actually, you know, were sharpened by playing golf. Didn't you think, Matt, that they were talking better?
Yeah, I mean, it was incredible because all the neurons that got, you know, because I had a hemorrhaging on both hemispheres plus a basal skull fracture, and so that all, it all worked into one, and then it's like coming out of an egg, out of a shell. You know, everyone is doing everything. And I want to thank you therapists out there doing your physical torture. I mean, it's a great thing, you know. And then you have your OTs, the other torture, because life is nothing but fine motor skills, you know.
Give your contact info, ladies.
So you can actually find us on Instagram at neurofit360_ATL. That would be the best way to reach us, give us a like, give us a follow, message us. We're usually the ones communicating on that Instagram. And Matt, you bring up a really good point about how rehab has really transformed over the years, because way back when, it used to be really tough to advocate for people to start getting into therapy sooner after a brain injury. So sometimes the doctors would prescribe just bed rest, and so they wouldn't even allow to get up or move. And so we have come a long way since then, because early mobility has been pushed and pushed and pushed in the hospitals. And I can say that's definitely one way our profession has advanced.
Okay, Matt.
All right, cool. I would like to, if you can fit it in the schedule, if you could have some of your friends or patients or speech therapists or neurologists hop on board, I would like to have them on the radio show to get their perspective.
Yeah, we can possibly talk to some of our clients for future conversations.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'll keep in touch through the neurons working through the Instagram.
Send those signals over.
Yes. Well, hey, thank you very much, and hope you have a great day. And you're 12. What time are you there? 12:30.
Yes, it's 12:35.
All right. Well, hey, have a good lunch.
Thank you.
Don't forget to do knees all day for the therapy. I took aerobics in the gym, and that was one of my balance issues too. You know, step class.
Yeah,
you should try that. I'm just throwing it out there. You probably do, but I'm just, because it's a whole nother frontal lobe episode.
Thank you very much.
All right, bye. Yes. Thank you very
Thanks
much.
You all. Thank you.
All right, okay, bye. Matt, do you have an instant request?
Can I do Iron Man by Black Sabbath?
Yeah, that's a good one. Iron is one of the 118 elements.
Yeah. I am the Iron Man.
Yep, I'm going to put it on for you right now. Matthew Thomas, Straight Out of a Coma.
All
with
right.
The Neuron Report. Matt, another brilliant job, my man.
Thank you, guys. And hopefully next week I can get someone, but it's going to be good. And we'll talk soon, okay?
All right, here's your instant request on Poor Man's Morning.
All right, Rush. Thank you.